This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed."
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Why does the left always want to paint me and you, or gun owners? They don't look at us, they just paint us as racist. We get an awful rap from them. You know, a Hollywood action hero, he can be totally loaded down with guns. If the average citizen does that, then we are a ticking time bomb in their world. And it becomes worse with the news media, which routinely paints us as being every kind of bigot imaginable. Now, I bring you a story of two stories. The first one, anti-gunners were trying to paint pro-gun folks as racist. The second, where the leftist gun folks talked about the NRA's supposedly racist policies. Now, all of us know that that isn't true. I find most gun owners to be very open to everybody, regardless of ethnicity. I love seeing new people shoot. And race is not relevant when I see people shooting. I'm not saying that there are no racist gun owners, because we're a very monolithic group, but you'll have a far easier time finding racists at the DNC than at the NRA's annual meeting. And that is why the left tries to paint us as the racists. By now, most of us on the pro-Second Amendment side understand the racist roots of gun control in this country. And even the more mainstream political site, The Hill, gets it. They write, 1 month after the Confederate surrender in 1865, Frederick Douglass urged federal action to stop state and local infringement of the right to arms. Until this was accomplished, he argued, the work of the abolitionists is not finished. And indeed, it was not, as the special report of the Paris Anti-Slavery Conference of 1867 found. Freedmen in some southern states were forbidden to own or bear firearms, and thus were rendered defenseless against assault. Thus, the white supremacists could still continue to control freedmen through the threat of violence. Congress demolished those racist laws, the Freedmen's Bureau Bill of 1865, Civil Rights Act of 1866, Civil Rights Act of 1870, each guaranteed all persons of equal rights to self-defense. And then, most importantly, the 14th Amendment, ratified in 1868, made the Second Amendment applicable to the states, pre-Heller, pre-McDonald. Now, because of the 14th Amendment, gun control laws now had to be racially neutral. But states quickly learned to draft neutrally worded laws for discriminatory application. Tennessee and Arkansas prohibited handguns that freedmen could afford, which, while allowing expensive Army and Navy handguns, which ex-Confederate officers already owned. The South Carolina law against concealed carry puts blacks in chain gangs, but whites only paid a small fine, if anything. In the early 20th century, such laws began to spread beyond the ex-Confederacy, as Ohio Supreme Court justice acknowledged that such statutes reflected a decisive purpose to entirely disarm the Negro. So the anti-gun left paints gun owners in general, and the NRA in particular, as racist because they don't want anyone to see their own racist past. They're the mean kid in school who picks on everybody so nobody will look too closely at their own flaws. And most folks who don't know the gun culture don't realize that, no, we're not a bunch of racist rednecks. They don't understand that we're just good people who intend to protect ourselves and our families. They might know a individual gun owner or two who they don't think of as a racist, but the media paints a picture that makes it easy for the average American to believe that those are the exception, not the rule. The anti-gun left likes it that way because it makes it easier to disarm law-abiding gun owners if the rank-and-file voter thinks we're all hood-wearing Klansmen. And in the meantime, they hide the racism in their past all the while, still trying to keep inner-city blacks from obtaining weapons to protect themselves. And they'll paint us as a racist because they don't want anyone to see their own hoods. Now, one thing that I find encouraging, or I found encouraging at the NRA meetup, is that black America's coming to those. And they feel comfortable there. They're okay with that. And I want to see all of America there. A lot of women there. A lot of families there. I want to see all of America there. All of this claim against me, you, all these organizations, a lot of it is just them projecting. When I was with Gun Owners of America, sometimes Larry Pratt would do what was basically a deliberate bait of the media. And he would say something that he could actually take and justify and explain and make everything just seem just like the greatest thing since sliced bread. But at first blush, because the media is a very lazy entity, they would just lose their mind. I mean, literally lose their mind. So Larry would do that. He would do that. And it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny because Larry had a good time yanking the chain of the media. And when you do that, that comes as a little bonus just for your day if you know how to do that. Now, in the closing moments of this segment, one thing that I'm doing, and I urge everybody to do this, we're at a moment where we can self-reflect. If you're in the Southeast or in Texas or anything, we can look at the news and the implications about the impact of the recent hurricanes in the Caribbean islands, Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, the rest of the nation, Texas. We need to assess our personal status, our equipment, our attitude, our planning, our training, our preparedness, and then we need to adjust it if we need to make the necessary adjustments. And then if we have to augment it, then we need to do that, because adjustment alone may not get it done. Make sure you have everything you're going to need, that it's all up to date and running. And get started today. That was the one thing I learned in the military, is that constant maintenance and checking everything out, constantly making sure everything is maintained, preventative maintenance, all that other stuff, that takes you a long way when you actually have to fire something up. When you have to fire up a generator, when you have to fire up a vehicle, it is very nice to have the confidence it's going to work. And I give you this from Let's Face the Music and Dance, written in 1936 by Irving Berlin. There may be teardrops to shed, so while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and do the dance. Because while there's the moonlight and the music, while we can enjoy it, we can do it in our leisure right now. This is the time to refit and get ready to go the next time, if that comes up. Ever vigilant, always looking. When we get back, we're going to talk about how to mock a social justice warrior. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Social justice warriors, they fancy themselves to be quite bad with two Ds, B-A-D-D, that kind of bad. Quite humorless, too. They constantly seek to impose their rule upon us. And they suck every drop of joy out of life. And we being the conservative smarty pants, we are the true subversives. So, if you're looking to zing the zeitgeist, don't look at the edgy comics out of Hollywood. the hacky, proggy stand-ups and the interchangeable late-night hosts. They're the opposite of rebels. They have dreadfully generic opinions and the same joke in lockstep, designed to get the herd of trained SEALs that makes up their fish breast audience beating their flippers. If you want someone who snarks truth to power instead of speaking consensus coastal truth to the powerless, you got to step to the right. Like Lisa DePasquale. She's a young woman who is in equal parts funny and fearless. She has a new book dropping, The Social Justice Warrior Handbook, a practical survival guide for snowflakes, millennials, and Generation Z. And it does exactly what today's conservatives need to do. It goes full bull in the progressive China shop. So, she's all about the arson part of it. With the SJW handbook, she turns her flamethrower on that most annoying manifestation of the leftist intellectual bankruptcy and infatuation with tyranny, the social justice warrior. She sums up their twisted worldview like this. Every day we see people driving their cars, going to their jobs, spending time with their friends and families. They are oblivious to how they contribute to the problems in America. You need to understand that a social justice warrior, they are the leads in a giant personal psychodrama they want to suck us all into. But they're not a traditional hero. They're far too goofy. They are the nerds in Revenge of the Nerds, except these nerds aren't sympathetic fringies. They are malignant manipulators who act like the jocks and want to make the rest of us as miserably friendless and loveless as they are. Instead of giving their victims wedgies, these babbling bullies of the left want to whine us into submission. They are aspiring Red Guards, and they aim to lead their own cultural revolution from the safe havens within academia and deep in the fetid bowels of the interwebs, but they'd just be yet another group of hapless leftist losers, except that they discovered how to exploit a key vulnerability. They learned they can rely on the dedication to reason and essential decency of normal people to protect them from what should be the very painful consequences of their actions. They succeed for one reason and one reason only. Too few people simply burst into laughter when these mayo-loving white people with dreads and daddy issues announce that today they identify as black, or that prominent Jewish conservatives are Nazis, or that some women have man tackles. They deserve nothing but your contempt and ridicule. You should make fun of them. Sadly, we are too polite. We could give them a verbal beatdown, and they deserve it. But because we are genuinely nice people, we generally assume that other people are acting in good faith, even when what they're saying is manifestly idiotic. So we tend to think, that sounds really insane, but I should give this person the benefit of the doubt and react in a polite manner when she bursts into tears because she says, my not accepting that men can menstruate is a hate crime. What we should think and then say is, you're stupid, so stop talking and finish filling my latte order, weirdo. They prey on the default presumption of good faith, knowing that the normals will assume that the SJW sincerely mean whatever idiocy they spew. But the truth is that all this nonsense about microaggressions is just a way for them to impose their fussy control over us. The remedy, as these millennial morons might say, is for us normals to get woke to the SJW okie-dokie and to recognize that their whole ordeal is to silence us by socially criminalizing anything we say, do, or believe. Mr. Pasquale is having none of that. She's a longtime veteran of the conservative movement. She gets what's going on, but she also gets life. Her book, Finding Mr. Righteous, was an eye-opening and at times agonizingly honest look at a young woman's journey in modern America. Specifically, the conservative world. Now, the SJW handbook is a faux guide to how to be a crying, bitter baby, demanding that mommy and daddy submit to his or her or Zier's increasingly ridiculous commands. And by writing it, she provides a template for us to do what we all need to do, all the time, see their lies and strip them of their power by mocking them, these proto-fascist gibos, until they head back to their safe spaces. Now, she says, if you're new to fighting, your best option is the sucker punch. Now, they like to fight. They think they make out like they fight are going to fight in the octagon, but all they have really is whiny words. And they would so not dig a real fight on our terms. They sometimes throw on masks and gather into groups and start some actual violence, but that only happens on the rare occasions when they vastly outnumber their opponents and the cops are ordered to retreat. When there's pushback, they fold like a bad hand. They aren't really about violence beyond trying to score with woke sophomorettes by wearing shirts memorializing Cuban butchers. Their weapons are words, and they depend on our default courtesy. And that needs to stop. And this book by Mr. Pasquale is a welcome diss track that should motivate us all to provide the proper response to these campus communists and academic anarchists the next time they start flapping their quinoa holes. Hey, jerks, I've got your revolution right here. And I keep saying that one day these snowflakes are going to round a corner. They're going to have their signs with their sticks. They're going to have their bike locks. They're going to have their urine-filled balloons and all this other stuff. They're going to round the corner, and a handful of pipe hitters are going to be sitting there. Military veterans that are still in the window of being a fairly decent urban fighter. And when I say an urban fighter, I mean mount warfare. And they're going to be looking at these kids, and these kids are going to be talking a lot of stuff, and they're going to be talking to a bunch of guys that stood somewhere one time, and they weren't afraid to die. And they're going to be looking at a bunch of these kids. How do you think that's going to go? Now, these kids themselves, of course, are not fully to blame for their ways today. When we get back, we're going to look at their heroes. We're going to look at the ones that have shaped them into what they are today as they try to weaponize the youth of America against us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. An engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Live tonight. This is Lock and Load. Coming from the Washington Post, we find this chilling new study that shows that large number of college students are hostile to free speech. They believe that shouting down speakers they don't like and committing violence against them is acceptable. They didn't come to that conclusion by themselves, by the way. They fail to recognize that hate speech is protected by the First Amendment. According to columnist Catherine Rampell, a fifth of undergrads say it is acceptable to use physical force to silence a speaker who makes offensive and hurtful statements. Yeah, I guess if you can get away with it. That's one finding from a disturbing new survey of students conducted by John Villasnoar, a Brookings Institution senior fellow and University of California at L.A. professor. I believe that the professors are the ones teaching the students to be against free speech. Look how many share the views of the student body with their "I need some muscle over here" kind of talk in front of the students. Melissa Click of the University of Missouri got fired after public exposure of that remark. But the fact remains that she would have kept on teaching this sort of thinking had she not been caught on camera. And she's not alone. The latest practitioner of incitement to violence is one Professor Stephen Isaacson of John Jay College, who said he was privileged to teach future dead cops. You can chalk all of this up to the political atmosphere. If professors are bad on free speech, so is the political class that suckers them. President Obama's Attorney General Loretta Lynch and her fellow Democrat State Attorneys General threatened legal action against those who disagree with the government on climate change. Now that's dangerous. The IRS blocked political opponents of the president through tax regulations in order to infringe on their free speech. Our government stifled the group's ability to raise money and spread their message before the elections by failing to approve their tax-free status. That's not only extremely dangerous, that's also illegal. This article about the state of things, how the assault on free speech is filtered down from the top, is useful. The First Amendment is extremely important for our freedom and future. And these anarchists, which is what they're turning into, they'll be coming for the left too. They will be coming for the left too. Ask Nancy Pelosi how that works. Ask her how that worked out for her. There are no friendlies out there. Now, when it comes to the future of this country, an overwhelming majority of Americans have adopted a mindset that is a variation of Isaiah 22:12. Let us eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow does not matter. The debt, federal debt, has surpassed $20 trillion. And additional state and local debt amount to another $2.9 trillion. And that was greeted by the ruling class and a vast preponderance of the citizenry with a yawn and a shrug, as the ongoing determination to promote new entitlement spending and refusal to rein in, but instead to expand existing programs, continues unabated. Any attempt to seriously discuss the financial fate of the nation is ignored and dismissed with the proviso that it's someone else's problem for another day down the road. In reality, this dilemma is not someone else's problem. The average life expectancy in the United States today is 79 years old. So that means that over 225 million citizens and non-citizens in the country will still be alive in 30 years. And what will this nation be facing in 30 years? Recently, the GAO, as well as Price Waterhouse, have projected that what the scenario will be if the country remains on its present course with no new entitlements such as single-payer health care and government-mandated and paid maternity leave. And all dollar amounts are in 2017 dollars. Federal, state, and local government spending currently amounts to $7 trillion per year, or 37% of the nation's GDP. By 2048, those entities combined will be spending in excess of $17 trillion per year, or 50% of GDP. As interest costs on the overall debt will increase from $0.4 trillion to $2.4 trillion, healthcare spending will vault from $1.6 to $3.7. Social Security and pension payments will grow from $1.4 to $3.5, education spending from $1 trillion to $2.4 trillion, and welfare programs from $0.5 trillion to $1.3. There will be a dramatic increase in spending and borrowing combined with the inevitable necessity of increased tax rates, which will crowd out private and public investment and slow the growth of productivity. Wages will drop. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that by 2040, the average annual real income per person will fall by $6,000. So, thus, by 2048, the GDP of the United States will lag significantly behind China and India, and we will fall to third place among the nations of the world. We will increase only, the U.S. GDP will only increase by 76% by 2048, while the spending increases by 142%. Concurrent with this, and because of the spending, stagnant growth, and reduced personal income, the overall government debt will increase significantly, as tax proceeds will not generate anything close to the revenue necessary to offset spending. State and local governments will not exceed 30% of the GDP, whereas spending will absorb 51% of the GDP. By 2048, the overall government debt, federal, state, and local, may well exceed $68 trillion as compared to $23 trillion today. Interest costs will increase fivefold. Over the next 30 years, there will be recessions, global financial crises, military encounters, and none of this includes single payer. If that program were included, the annual government expenditures in 2048 would balloon from 17 to 20 trillion, and the debt would grow from 68 trillion to over 86 trillion. There will be a tsunami that will inundate this nation, and there's no willingness, regardless of party, to confront these issues. The Democrats are fully wedded to socialism, and they've convinced each other and much of the citizenry that there's a bottomless pit of money to be siphoned from the so-called rich and the golden goose that is capitalism. The one-time confiscation of the wealth of all the billionaires in the U.S. would amount to $2.1 trillion, which is less than 31% of all government spending in 2017. The Republicans are cognizant of the dire future ahead. They prefer to hide their heads in the sand and defer matters to another day, another Congress, another president, as they're fearful of telling the people the truth and risk losing political power. I will be possibly one of the ones still alive in 2048. Will you? I've been fortunate enough to live in a time when I was growing up, I never had to worry about the power being turned off. One income was enough to keep us very comfortably. It was sort of a golden age of power and influence, and I lived through it. And I may live to see the end of that. And the true tragedy here is that of these 225 million that are going to be around that time, there is no tomorrow to disregard. It could be fixed, but nobody's got the will. Nobody's got the will. That's not to say that it won't happen anyway. But there's something in sight on the horizon that isn't very nice, is it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Last time on the firing line. And live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Trump did a number on everybody at the UN the other day. I'm sure they did not see this coming. None of his many enemies in the global elite core anticipated any sort of an intellectual challenge from Trump. He doesn't look or talk or act the way they think an intellectual should. But he went to the UN and he placed them all in a box. In his debut, he challenged the intellectual basis of the world order they are working towards. And he personally addressed many of the political leaders in the audience when he said, "You, as leaders of your countries, will always and should always put your countries first." Now, at that point, he received what sounded like the most applause he got that day. All responsible leaders have an obligation to serve their own citizens, and the nation state remains the best vehicle for elevating the human condition. Globalists are enemies of the nation state. They much prefer a global scale and powerful multilateral bureaucracies running things. And the prototype is the EU, specifically designed to weaken sovereignty for the common good following the trauma inflicted by German nationalism in their National Socialist manifestation. In the EU right now, Hungary is supposed to be subordinate its national interests to the greater good and take its share of the Muslims entering the EU, a command that they are defying. That's the vision that was rejected by UK voters in the Brexit referendum. The globalist vision is in a defensive posture right now. And here comes Trump enunciating the principle that the nation state remains the best vehicle for elevating the human condition and putting it on the global agenda for discussion. He opens up politicians to questions on whether they support the same principle. And who, in a democracy, wants to tell voters to their faces, "Sometimes I vote against your interests"? The peaceful utopian new world order dreamed of by the globalists thrives in the darkness. Stubborn voters think of themselves as citizens, bound together by a common interest. Altruism has its appeal to the segment of the voting public that has enough surplus resources to afford some collective charity towards the rest of the world. But for most people, as Trump's election showed in the U.S., national interest has great appeal. Many establishmentarians, ignore the challenge, but my favorite response to the Trump challenge comes from Spencer Ackerman of the Daily Beast, who played the Nazi card, finding his familiar blood and soil themes that echo from the darker moments in European history. They just can't give up on the idea of Trump as a Nazi. The more sophisticated among them probably believe that Trump personally is not a Jew-hating white supremacist, but that he cynically appeals to a vast undercurrent of latent Nazism among the great unwashed masses. That is a completely unrealistic view of the public. And it's even more delusional that the belief that Trump personally is a Nazi. It reveals a detachment from and a contempt for a vast swath of the American population. And this is a delusion with consequences. The really big problem for the globalists, the one requiring darkness, is that all multilateral institutions requiring sovereign members have to behave altruistically fail. Stanley Meisler's United Nations: A History makes this general point about UN failures. It may or may not turn out to be a tear down this wall moment, but it looks awful good to me. To me, Trump is looking awful good coming off of that. And how much more can we ask? How much more can we look for? I'm going to leave you with this. Equifax. Information is a weaponized entity thing nowadays. And yes, I meant to say a weaponized entity thing. And 143 million of us just got screwed by the massive security breach at Equifax. For those who've been living under a rock, the personal data that was stolen included names, addresses, social security numbers, and birth dates. In addition, 209,000 had their credit card numbers stolen, 182,000 had dispute documents with personal data stolen, and an undetermined number of people had their driver's license number stolen. Now, if you've been living under a rock, you probably need not worry about any of this. For everyone else, if you've had your identity stolen, and the chances are greater than 50% than it was, the actions you take to protect yourself will need to be implemented for the rest of your life, since that information has long since been disseminated over the dark web. It's out there forever. It never stops being out there. This is the brave new world. And here's what we should be upset about. We should be very upset about the fact that so many organizations collect data on us, even if we don't ask them to. And then they get hacked and our information is stolen. Now, I don't want to go off on some sort of a, you know, let's go burn it down tangent. But here's some possible solutions. How do you know if you've been victimized by the Equifax thing? Well, Equifax will tell you, sort of. As for the smaller subset of folks who had their credit card numbers stolen, they plan to send out notifications. If you receive a legitimate notification, cancel your card, request a new one, update your new card number if you have automatic payment set up. And remember that it's always a good practice to review your transactions on a regular basis. For the rest of the motherload of data that was stolen from Equifax, no notification will be sent. You can visit their website, type in your name along with 6 digits of your Social Security number to find out the status of your info. And yeah, they want to know your name and most of your Social Security number in order to tell you whether your data may or may not have been breached. Now, the language is vague. That's the problem with it. And that's hardly better than what we already know. And since this breach is being investigated, it's possible the number of people affected may further expand. And if you look at the comments on articles and you see that as an indication, the response you get from Equifax after typing in your information is unreliable. People are reporting that after multiple attempts to check, the messages they receive change. So the entire system to check if your information is impacted is absurd. Given the scale of the breach, it seems prudent to assume that your data has been compromised. So you can check your credit reports at Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You can place a fraud alert or a credit freeze on your files. You can monitor all financial resources, including bank accounts, Social Security income, retirement investments, credit cards, and look for suspicious activity. File your taxes early. How do you keep this from happening? Well, with the onset of social media and with this insane notion that everybody wants to know what everybody else is doing, maybe we should stop putting our medical conditions online. Maybe we should stop talking about the jobs we go to or raises that we might get or houses that we've just bought or things like that. Now, that's not going to happen because you can't have a real cool, groovy, cool Instagram account without that new car going in there. Or, you know, this new thing that we just got or this trip. So, this is the new world. This is electronic terrorism 101. And there were more people that had their information stolen than voted for Clinton and Trump combined. That's how bad it was. So, there's more things to fight than just with a weapon. But remember, your mind is the biggest weapon. We will be back on Friday. Tomorrow we fix all things technical to where I don't have to worry so much about whether I'm going to do the show or not. And please remember, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.